We had said that the stress of the Greeks was to detach our connection with Hashem, that connection which is our light, that recognition that we're always connected to Hashem, and that's why the Greek exile is referred to as Choshech, darkness. V'chol gzirot ha'ivanim, and all of the Greek decrees היו מכוונות לעניין הזה, were aimed at this point, לנתק את הקשר בין ישראל להשם יתברך, to break the connection between Israel and Hashem, blessed be He. ולכן, and therefore, גזרו על שבת, מילה וחודש. They decreed against three mitzvot, Shabbos, Bris Milah, and Rosh Chodesh, שהם מאורי אור, that they are sources of light, המאירים נשמת יהודי, they give light to the Jew's soul, ומקיימים את הקשר בין ישראל להשם יתברך, and they keep the connection between us and Hashem extend. Shabbat, how does Shabbos keep our connection extend? He, הברית והקשר בין ישראל להשם יתברך, that is the covenant, and the bond, the tie between the Jewish people and Hashem, blessed be He. Mila, the circumcision, נחרטו עליה יוד גימל בריתות. God made 13 covenants with the Jewish people over the circumcision. וכן עניין חודש, and so too the concept of our sanctifying the new moon, the sanctification of the month, הוא כמאמרם, it's like our sages taught us, ישראל מונין ללבנה, we count with the moon. Yeah.
So how did the Greeks know?
Let's get back then in a second, let's just finish this thought. שזה מורה על הקשר ביניהם להשם יתברך כידוע. That the fact that we count based on the moon, it's known that that alludes to the connection between us and Hashem. והיוונים and the Greeks, ברצותם להחשיך עיניהם של ישראל. In their desire to darken the eyes of Israel, גזרו על עניינים אלו, they decreed on these points. כי בחוכמתם הטמאה, because in their defiled wisdom, Chochmat Yevanit, Hakasha Mikol, what we call the Greek wisdom, which is more difficult than all, Yad'u, they knew, answering your question, Shehaderech Ha'ikarit, that the main way, Le'achriya, Chas V'Shalom, Et Am Yisrael, to bring the Jewish people down, to win them, the main way to do it, Hi Lenatek Et HaYehudim Hashem Yitbarach, is to sever the Jews' ties with Hashem. והשיא של גזירותיהם היה, and the ultimate decree that they decreed was שיהודי יכתוב, that a Jew will write, שאין לכם חלק באלוקי ישראל, that they don't have a portion in the God of Israel. בזה החשיכו עיניהם של ישראל, in this, they darkened the eyes of Israel בשיא החושך with the ultimate darkness. He doesn't mention the axe. The Rambam mentions the axe.
I don't understand. I don't understand the logic behind it, because they're saying if I ban these people from Dom Shabbat, then no miracles would happen for them.
The idea wasn't the miracles.
No, because they see that they know that by stopping them from doing Shabbat, things will go bad for them. Logically, would tell them that there's a superpower watching them. I mean, it doesn't make sense that people would know so much, but still yet try to.
So I don't think the approach was to stop the miracles. I think the approach was to sever our connection.
Right.
Meaning they recognize that they have to touch us internally. Their fight wasn't an external fight. They said, you want to live peacefully with us? Great, we'll give you peace. We just want you to Hellenize. We want you to be like us. How are you going to be like us? Here's what we want you to do. Stop the things that really show connection between you and Hashem. One day a week, time, the circumcision, the body, and the month, which is the mastery of time. The month is really the complete calendar. And then you inscribe in your ox and your source of parnasa, year, calendar, the month. So that's you inscribe in your ox that you have no portion in the God of Israel. So you're actually, so to speak, implementing that concept that you're severing your ties with Hashem. They knew that everything else would just fall into place if they could only get us to sever that tie. Now, did they know Judaism? Like we find the enemies of Israel knew about Judaism. Haman knew many laws of Judaism. We have conversations between Haman and Achashverosh. We have them on tradition and we see he knew many laws. We know Bilam and Balak knew many laws of Judaism. We know the Moabites and Ammonites knew many laws of Judaism. Is that the idea? Or is it that they went with their philosophy and their philosophy was coming from the other end of the spectrum and therefore intrinsically and naturally they went for these mitzvot? I don't know what the answer to that is. I don't know. Either they knew that these mitzvot represented our connection, or they naturally knew where to hit his heart. I'm not sure if it stemmed from the intellectual or from the natural. I don't know. V'hen v'zeshe umrim boda al anisim. And that which we say when we start thanking Hashem. What do we stress? We say, for the miracles, plural. And we say, k'she'amda malchut yavan arsha alamcha Yisrael, la'shkicham toratecha. When the Greek Empire, the evil empire, stood over the Jewish people to make them forget your Torah. And they wanted to pass us from maintaining the statutes of your will. The Greeks didn't want to wipe our bodies out. But only to make them forget your Torah. And to pass them from maintaining the statutes that are your will. כי כל עוד יש ליהודים את האור המאיר נשמותיהם לא יוכלו להגיע למטרתם. And being that they knew that so long as the Jews have the source of light that gives light to their soul, they will not be able to attain their goal, ביקשו, so they seeked, ראשית כל, firstly, להחשיך עיניהם של ישראל, to darken the eyes of the Jews, ליטול מהם, to take from them, את העניינים העיקריים המהירים להם, the main points that give them light. וכאשר יחשיכו עיניהם ונשמותיהם, and when they darken their eyes and souls, יוכלו להשכיחם תורתך ולהעבירם מחוקי רצונך. Then they'll follow suit with making them forget the Torah and God's statutes. ולכן, and therefore, כשנכנסו יוונים להיכל, when they entered the holy, the Greeks entered the temple, לא ביקשו דבר. What did they want? They didn't do like the Romans. They didn't plow down the temple. They left the temple erect. What were they interested in doing? What did they do? All they wanted was רק לטמא כל השמנים. Their whole interest was to defile all the different oils that were there. המיועדים להעלות אור במנורה. The oils that we'd use to give light in the menorah. כי ידעו, for they knew, שאור המנורה, that the light of the menorah, who mekor ha'or ha'meir lechlal Yisrael, is the source of the light that gives light to the Jewish people. Al ken, therefore, bikshu levatlo mehem, they wanted to make it cease from them, kedei lachshich eneihem, in order to darken their eyes. V'ze ma'amar ha'midrash, and that's what the Medrash stresses, choshech zegalut yavan, when the verse says darkness, it is alluding to the Greek exile. Ki kol magamatam, for their whole goal, hayita lachshich eneihem shel Yisrael, was to darken the eyes of the Jewish people. Uleumat ze, and corresponding to this, ikar hanes haya beor hamenorah. The main miracle was that God gave us back the light of the menorah. Sheshava or la'ir eneihem shel Yisrael, that the light was given back to give light back into the eyes of the Jewish people. Etzem mitziat ha'pach ha'tahor. Just the fact that they found the pure earthenware vessel, hayta lemala min hasechel, was beyond comprehension. V'kol shekein hanes atzmo, and certainly the miracle, shedliku mimenu shmonat yamim, that they could light from it 8 days, that was above and beyond our comprehension. Uvaze haya nitzachon shel Yisrael, and in this was the victory of the Jewish people, shechazar ha'or la'ir lechlal Yisrael, that the light came back to give light to the Jewish people. Now, in this last point, I think he's alluding to another concept which he doesn't spell out. He's alluding to the concept that the Greeks tried to use logic to uproot our performance of mitzvot. they said, God created the body, so the body is perfect. What are you circumcising for? You're blemishing the body. We said... Okay, but... Could be, but the things that really made us different from the Greeks was the circumcision. They made idols, idolizing the human body, and here we are, we're slicing off the piece. So they came logically and said, come on, it's not logical. God created the body. When we had this miracle, I think that's what he's alluding to. Our claims were there are things beyond our logic. Our connection to Hashem goes beyond our logic. Our performance of mitzvot goes beyond our logic. Don't tell me to work 7 days, I'll be more productive. God told me to rest one day. Can I explain it to you? Maybe yes, maybe no. God tells me to circumcise. Are there logical claims? Yes. But that's not the point. So the Nes Chanukah, I think that's his illusion in the end, that the whole oil that was found, that whole vessel was beyond comprehension, and the fact that it lit in 8 days was another step beyond our comprehension, which was, so to speak, payback to us, that we said we're maintaining the Torah even though it doesn't fit into our comprehension. That was part of the argument with the Greeks. He doesn't say it overtly, but I think that's what he's alluding to here. So we with this we've concluded the first letter in my Chanukah, in his discussion of this Braita and the Gemara, what is Chanukah?